Hello and welcome to Lab I-68 podcast. This podcast is for women of faith who want to get their restless behinds out of the pews and into the battlefield for the kingdom of God. We're here to equip and encourage you to put your faith into action in every area of your life and to really claim the name of Kingdom Builder. My name is Leah Rempel, and I am joining you in this very messy middle of a surrendered faith. I am so honored that you guys are tuning into this trailer for the podcast. I'm so excited to tell you about some of the guests that are coming, some of the conversations that we're going to be having, but I want to let you know that this is not going to be some ordinary interview podcast. We really do have a vision and a mission that we want to bring to you that we hope convicts and encourages you, that the Lord would use this podcast to help spur you into action in every area of your life. And so just to introduce myself, my name is Leah Rempel, and I am a wife of 9 years, a mother of almost 3.5 years. I have a very rambunctious 3-year-old in my household, and I am a former teacher. I have a photography background, small business, entrepreneur. So I have done a lot of different things, and I'm just praying that the Lord will really use a lot of those skills as we go forward with this podcast. I think my perspectives are going to be encouraging for you. So I've really been on a journey to get to this point where I have really invested a lot of time into this particular subject matter. So first things first, when I had my son, I had a little bit of a crisis, an identity crisis. You know how people say to you, like, you don't really know what it's like to be a mom. You're like, oh, okay, come on, girl. Like, I got this. I can handle it. I know what I'm doing. And then you realize about 30 seconds into motherhood that you have absolutely no idea what you're doing. That was basically me. I really felt like I was in a deep crisis. I had spent years and money and time and energy and lots of coffee into becoming a teacher. And that was what I clung to as a large part of my identity. So the Lord did a real work on me in removing that as my primary identity. But it was after I had my son that I really began to search for my place and for my purpose, for meaning in my life. I had been a Christian for a long time. I love the Lord. I had really surrendered my life to him. I knew that he was my core identity, that being his daughter, beloved, forgiven, those things I knew for sure. But I didn't really know how God would fit into every area of my life. I kind of just had faith as its own little section. But when I got to this crisis and I didn't want to be just a mom, I started to go on this real adventure of going to different events, reading great books, having amazing conversations. And I got to a place where I really realized that what I needed is for God to be the center of every area of my life, for it to have real purpose and real meaning. So like I said, when you first surrender, fully surrender to the Lord, it is claiming the identity of God's beloved as a whole. But you also have to realize that he fits into every niche area as well. From there, I knew that my identity needed to have action. So out of a love for God and a love for his people, I knew I needed to be super, super intentional. Life gets crazy. So we need to be intentional when we are trying to put God into every area. He should be the primary. So it did take a lot of intentionality. That intentionality, though, has gotten me to this place of wanting to really share kind of how I got there in different areas of my life. So I want to equip and encourage you to do the same in your own unique situations. I know that you are not going to be able to do exactly what I did. You do not have the same life experiences as I do. And so I want to encourage you that this is not the one way to do it. I want to be really clear that when we are giving you how-tos and tips and really practical steps, there is not one right way to do this. There is a way that God has uniquely called you, my friend. And I want you to hear that very loud and clear, that we are not saying that the way that Leah Rempel does it is the way that you got to do it. It's not like that at all. What I did realize, though, is that there is a tension between a quiet, introspective relationship where God really does that heart transformation, while also being very active and committed to intentionality, really putting our faith into action, putting love into action, there is a tension there. And I think for myself, I felt like for so long, like I either needed to be having all the quiet time in the world and being by myself, just with my Bible and, you know, head down and in constant 24/7 prayer, basically becoming a monk. But then I felt guilty because I really wanted to do more for my community. I was reading things about reaching out to neighbors and being involved in social justice and all of these things. And I just didn't even know what my place was. Was I supposed to be this quiet, introspective Christian, or was I supposed to be just constantly on the go trying to, you know, fight in the battlefield? But what I realized is that there actually is this really beautiful tension that we are being invited into, that we cannot pour from an empty cup. We have to have that introspective time so that God can pour into us, so that we can really soak in his love. And then we get to pour out that love onto other people. But it is a cycle, and it is a beautiful tension, and it is always a work in progress. At least it is for me. So where does this name Lab I-68 come from? Kind of seems like it may be coming out of left field a little bit, but what we wanted to communicate to you guys is Isaiah 6:8, where it says, "Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send and who will go for us? And I said, here am I, send me." We want to be people of God who will say, "Here am I, send me." How beautiful is that? That God has chosen to partner with us for his mission, to serve him, to give him glory and honor, things that he could do completely on his own, but he has asked us to be a part of his good work. And so this is what that podcast is for. It is to equip and encourage you to really step into your role in the battlefield for the kingdom of God. So I'm going to give you a little bit more information about really what is our vision for this podcast. Well, the first thing we want to do is we want to encourage women who are feeling overwhelmed in the beginning of an intentional faith. It can be very overwhelming to know how to start. Where is my place? What should I do? What should I say? How do I even get started? The second thing we want to do is we want to equip you with actual tools and practical steps that will get you into the trenches, being a force for the kingdom. The third thing we want to do is we want to explore areas of life and culture that may need some attention. And we're going to talk to leaders that have experiences with those particular areas. One example I can give you is we're having the amazing Rosie McKinney on, and she's going to be talking to us about pornography addiction and what that does to relationships. How do we come alongside somebody who is hurting and maybe in a relationship affected by pornography? So many more things. That episode just blew my mind. The fourth thing that we want to do is we want to explore how Jesus really walked out some of these same human experiences that we have. But what does that really mean for us as his followers? How can we really be a reflection of who he is? So we have some absolutely amazing shows lined up for you. I am so excited about these. We recorded with Becca. She lives in Jerusalem, of all places, which is just super cool. And we talked all about Sabbath. And what does that really mean for us now, today? I talked to my new friend, Lauren, about mentorship and discipleship. How do we look for great mentors? But then also, how do we find people to disciple and pour into? And what are best practices even for that? Then I talked to my friend Nikki about time management and how we can be really intentional with our time so that we can put energy and time into being a kingdom builder. So there are so many great episodes coming. I've got episodes lined up about hospitality and food and rest and advocacy. Oh man, this is going to be so good. I am so excited for you to be joining us. So if any of these topics sound exciting to you, if you are at all amped, stoked, excited about this content that is going to be coming through this podcast, here's what I need you to do. I need you to subscribe. I need you to rate the podcast. Give it the 5 stars. I need you to review. And then pass this information on. Pass the name of this podcast on to your friends, your family who need this encouragement, who are feeling stuck in trying to build an intentional faith. Other thing you can do is you can follow me on social media. I am on Instagram at leah.remple, and I would be happy to share more about the podcast there, as well as other tips, other encouragements, other equipping for really claiming the name of Kingdom Builder. We just want this information to get into as many hands or earbuds as possible, and so that we can really equip and encourage you, because you're made for this. Your words and your voice, they really, really matter. And guys, there is just so much good stuff coming next week. We have three. I'm going to say that again. We have three episodes coming to you that are going to be absolutely beautiful. They're going to blow your mind. I am so excited for you to hear them. And it's going to be an amazing launch week. We've got giveaways coming. We've got all sorts of stuff coming your way. And so follow along on social media, subscribe to the podcast so you get the first three episodes. In the meantime, I just hope you have a great week, and I want you to remember that you are a kingdom builder, that your voice and your actions, they really matter. And in the words of the prophet Isaiah, we proclaim, "Here I am, Lord. Send me." Have an amazing week, everybody.